cash calf and feeder cattle prices continued to gain on Wednesday. The U.S. and Japan completed the trade deal that should level the playing field for U.S. beef and red meat exports headed to that vital customer. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 26th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon. There were 1,533 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, but no sales. Although expectations remain for steady to higher prices this week, slaughter cattle sold $2 to $5 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where 395 head of choice 2 to 3 steers brought an average price of $100.07 a hundredweight. That was on the lower end of country trade in the region last week. However, cattle futures continued to exhibit firmness on Wednesday, maintaining and extending recent gains. Live cattle futures closed an average of 52 cents higher, across a range of 15 cents to $1.07 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 89 cents higher, across a range of 32 cents to 105 higher. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says the worrisome aspect of live cattle futures currently is the strong premium in deferred contracts relative to nearby futures and cash, which he explains discourages timely marketing and tends to create problems down the road. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 76 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $214.63 a hundredweight. Select, though, was 17 cents higher at $189.83. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher, while soybean futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower through July of 20 and then 1 to 2 cents lower. Cash, calf, and feeder cattle prices continued to ride future strength higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $2 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. The exception was a lower undertone for steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Feeder heifers there traded $4 to $8 higher. A day earlier, a higher undertone was noted for a limited test of steer and heifer calves. There were 7,115 head on offer across both days. Steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 higher at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there were 4,829 head. Heifers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, feeder steers sold $6 to $10 higher on comparable sales at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska. Feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 higher. There were 3,762 head on offer. Also compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 7.5 to 1,000 pounds sold from $2 higher to as much as $12 higher at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska, where there were 2,910 head. There is no trend for heifers. At Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $6 higher, while a very light run of calves sold lower. There are 2,768 head. Finally, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 900 pounds sold steady to $2 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, but feeder heifers traded $5 to $6 higher on limited comparable sales. There are 2,349 head on hand. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Wednesday, mostly retracing lost ground from the previous session. Some attributed support to a comment by President Trump suggesting optimism over a trade deal with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 162 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 18 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 87 points. U.S. beef and red meat exports got a shot in the arm yesterday with completion of the previously announced U.S.-Japan trade agreement. According to Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, with Japan being the largest value destination for U.S. beef and pork exports, accounting for a combined value of $3.7 billion last year, no market is more critical to the profitability and prosperity of the U.S. red meat industry. Therefore, Hallstrom explains, it's imperative the U.S. achieve a level playing field in Japan so that the U.S. industry can further expand its customer base in this increasingly competitive market. He adds that the announcement is not only excellent news for U.S. farmers and ranchers, but also for Japanese consumers who will have greater access to U.S. pork and beef products. Under the new agreement, Japan committed to provide substantial market access to American food and agricultural products by eliminating tariffs, enacting meaningful tariff reductions, or allowing a specific quantity of imports at a low duty. In fact, tariff treatment for the products covered in the agreement will match the preferential tariffs Japan provides to countries in the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's the old Trans-Pacific Partnership that the U.S. exited. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 26th of September. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.